Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, you know, sometimes I get to spend some time with some people. Sometimes I get to speak with some people. And these are guys that have an inside, they have the inside baseball lineup in a way that I can't possibly ever score it. And that this is my next guest. Joining us, I guess, I hope from the home area for him in beautiful Mississippi, is Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Are you home?
I'm home.
Okay, well, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Got to actually sit down and chew the fat with Stephen. We had met once before for about, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah, it was a long time.
And this time you actually got to sit down with me and we did a little audio there at Radio Row. That was pretty cool. Did you get to interview with anybody else there?
Actually, you were my only interview that I did at SHOT.
You need to start wearing like a placard.
I'd like to be kind of the gray man. You know,
oh, okay.
You don't know who I am unless you know me.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah. Good to go. So, what is catching your attention out here? First of all, we're still waiting on the New York case. Where's the New York case? Because the Young case is waiting on the New York case.
My case, or Alan and my case, and a whole bunch of other cases are waiting on New York Rifle. I think my last count, there were 5 other Supreme Court cases, not New York Rifle, but other cases that were basically just being held by the Supreme Court and for it to decide what they were going to do in New York Rifle. So we've got the New York Rifle case, and then we've got Young v. Hawaii is pending before the Ninth Circuit en banc, which means, you know, 11 of the judges are going to hear it, half of the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit is one of the largest circuits, and it has, I think, 22 or 23 judges that can sit on an en banc panel. It's so big, in fact, that they're the only court, to my knowledge, that splits the en banc proceeding, and that just means that it's the whole court, or it's at least supposed to be the whole court. So we're waiting for the New York Rifle to be decided or get mooted, whatever they do, and then we're going to go back down to the Ninth Circuit. Alan's going to argue again wonderfully like he did the last time, and hopefully we win. We have some other case stayed in Hawaii, you know, the taser cases and stun gun cases that we've been filing. The court in Hawaii stayed that case saying, well, we need to see what the Supreme Court's going to do. And I think the only reason they do that is because they just don't want to rule on a Second Amendment case where they really have no way to rule against us. So they punt. I mean, that's the only thing I can say about it. I really don't know what else.
Well, I mean, should we already know something about the New York case, or is this typical for the Supreme Court that they just don't that they're just going to meander through this and sort of sashay as they go about it?
Yeah, the only thing that we could tell you for almost certainty is that it'll be out by June of 2020. But again, you know, we've had other terms where the court's gone on longer and they've released opinions after their quote last day. So
right.
There is precedent for them to hold on to it a little bit, but you know, it's a coin flip right now as to whether the case, New York Rifle, will get mooted. You know, if you recall, the plaintiffs in that case got all of their relief when New York passed a law that told New York City it can't, you know, basically ban someone from taking a gun outside of his residence in a locked container in his trunk, you know, with, you know, padlocks all around the trunks and, you know, secret security tape to where you could tell if it was open and they can't stop you from taking it to a second residence or to a range outside of the city. And I'm joking about the last part of that, but you know, they passed a law to specifically moot New York Rifle so the Supreme Court would not hear it. It didn't work. So the Supreme Court heard it anyway, but the Supreme Court doesn't issue what are called advisory opinions. So the Supreme Court has to have an actual case or controversy before it. And what New York City said is there's no case or controversy here because we've already given them everything they wanted. They didn't request the damages, so we can't give them anything else. And therefore, there's no case, Mr. and Mrs. Supreme Court justices, for you to rule on. So moot the case. And if that happens, of course, they will frustrate what the Supreme Court is supposed to do, you know, quote, tell us what the law is, unquote, and tell the lower courts, hey, the Second Amendment actually means something. And here's, you know, lower courts, y'all need to get in line and, you know, really apply Heller and you know, really do justice for the Second Amendment, which they've almost all the courts that have ruled on these big Second Amendment cases have really failed the citizens of the United States and not done their job. And, you know, that's, I don't say that lightly, but when you have cases that say, well, we can ban assault weapons or the state can ban assault weapons because someone might feel safer. Well, the Second Amendment isn't about feeling. You know, it's supposed to protect arms and weapons and to, you know, keep and bearing arms. And it's not for sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya. I mean, that might be something you do as well, but, you know, that's just secondary, of course.
Right. When we get back, have you been noticing does it seem like the violence is increasing between conservatives and the leftists to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even at the Bernie Sanders rally, they had the Black Guns Matter. They had a Bernie Sanders supporter with a Black Guns Matter T-shirt on, and he was assaulted by a Bernie supporter. I mean, they're both on the same side over there, but I guess one of the liberals was offended by a gun T-shirt.
Well, that's the thing about the left, though. They eventually always consume their own, don't they?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, I've got a very pointed question that I want to ask you, and we'll get to that in the next segment. Real quick, we got about a minute and a half here. Anything out of the NRA, anything new that you've seen?
I have not seen anything. I mean, I track the dockets, and I'm kind of just seeing, you know, motion practice between Ackerman, McQueen, and the NRA. I did hear that New York has kind of maybe finished up their investigation or decided that they were going to go after the NRA now for money damages like they did with Lockton and Lloyd for the carry guard. And then, of course, Josh Powell.
Lockton Affinity. Yeah.
There. Yeah, and good old Josh Powell making, what, $950,000 a year?
Does he make that much?
It's a lot. If it's not $950,000, it's really, really close. I don't think he's at the NRA anymore. So that's a lot.
Is he? Did they get rid of Josh Powell? That's how much they attention. Okay, well, we'll look into that. We'll look into that one. But I haven't been paying that much attention to him simply because, you know, normally they're pretty much trying to get all the publicity they can, and they've been strangely dark, at least from my viewpoint, because I don't go looking. I don't go looking for them. I mean, they have shot themselves in both feet, both knees. They can't even walk, so I don't know why we do it. But when we get back, more questions with the counselor, Stephen Stambalia, attorney at law, because he knows the answers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to the attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. I should actually say Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law, right? Not attorney at law. Stephen Stambolia. That's not the way they do it, right?
It doesn't bother me, however. It's okay. Fine.
Okay. The most unpretentious.
The title.
You know, I look at the work you do, and I find you to be quite unpretentious. In every way that could possibly be imagined.
Yeah, I do my best. I don't like to be like the typical lawyer, you know, always dressed up in the $200,000 suits. I'm sorry, that's Wayne. The other, you know, the high power ties and suits. And stuff. That's just not me. I'm too busy to worry about that stuff.
Anyway. While we were away, the good counselor was kind enough to send me an article from Newsweek where they have parted ways with Josh Powell. I wonder where he will go now. I wonder which suckers are going to find him and want to use him now. Maybe he'll go to work for the Brady campaign. Maybe he'll go to work for the haberdasher that supplies Wayne's suits.
It's a lot of money.
Have an inside man that way. You know, they don't have Ackerman McQueen to do it anymore, but I'm sure the haberdasher would like it. I'm sure that would come in sort of handy for him. Anyway, let me ask you a question. In the one of these days, because they're idiots and they make mistakes because they don't understand the actual nature of violence and stuff like that, one of these days the Antifa types, the Bernie Bros, one of these groups is going to cross over somewhere where there's a bunch of, like where I live, right? Where in the upstate of South Carolina, we have a huge contingent of ex-special operations people who have retired and just melted into the background, not because they're out here in some, you know, sleeper cell or something. They just retired and they just like the area. But we're batting way above our average as far as the number of personnel here that are veterans, that are, you know, my age and below. And one of these days they're going to do something in our area and catch somebody's attention, and then they're going to run across somebody or a group of somebodies that are so well-versed in hyperviolence that they can take care of their grandchildren, go outside and do a little scalping, and come back in and have the popcorn ready with the butter. Now, when that happens legally, what do you think is going to be, how is this going to be? It's going to be messy, isn't it?
I would think that yes, in more ways than one, it would be messy. But yeah, I don't even know how to answer a hypothetical like that. But I mean, I don't see the violence on the left abating anytime soon. In fact, you know, with Trump going up for a second term, I can only see it increasing. You know, even with the coronavirus, I mean, you have to look at, you know, all of the stuff going on in our world right now. There's a bunch of, you know, crazy things happening right now that are only going to increase the angst in our country. So, yeah, I can see some bad things happening.
Do you think my assessment is right? They're going to get out of Portland and get out of the Bernie Sanders. The Bernie Bros are really, those guys are, I mean, they're not scary because I look at who's talking about the gulags and the reeducation and the terminations and all that other stuff, and I realize that they're just talking. They don't really know what that means. They don't know what it would be like to go up against somebody that they're going to try to kill, to re-educate or terminate.
Right.
And then have that person fight back and, you know, blow wound canoes in their comrades' heads as they're standing there next to them talking about what they're going to do.
It's really easy to talk a big game until you're put up to the task of actually, you know, executing on your big plan. Like Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And the Bernie Bros, you know, they're soft. Not everyone, obviously, but, you know, they're the ones that don't want to work, that want to just, you know, live and welch off our tax dollars and make us work to them. So I don't really put a lot of stock into the, you know, they're going to hunt me down and kill me, or, you know, any of my friends or, you know, people like that. I just don't put a lot of stock in what they say. Now, when they start acting, then, you know, I'll reevaluate, but.
Yeah, but when they start acting, a lot of people are going to reevaluate, and a lot of people then the Bernie Bros are going to be in dire straits.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to, you know, I was raised around guns my whole life. You know, I did some competition shooting, I hunt, do all kinds of stuff. And our kind of people, we go out into the woods and we shoot animals long distances. We're carrying guns around every day. And the Bernie Bros might have just said, we need to get guns. You know, we're 20 years old. We're just starting to get guns now. And then, you know, they're not going to match our level of proficiency at all. I mean, they're not going to be able to. It's going to take them, you know, a lot of time to get proficient with them. So, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm not too overly concerned. You might have a couple crazies here and there do something. But overall, I mean, I think they're really harmless. I really do. I mean, the worst thing that they can do is vote him in.
So you don't think that the Bernie Bros are actually a credible threat? What about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, any of these others that have...
Yeah, the Antifa people are a little bit more...
militant?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and you can see them from, you know, where they're attacking, you know, innocent people in the streets and you know, people from our side or from, I guess, not their side, just, you know, hanging out, and they're beating on their cars and throwing bleach bombs at them, and, you know, just crazy, crazy stuff that, you know, you do that stuff in Mississippi, would get you shot, or, you know, people would defend themselves, and, you know, it'd be good for them, because, you know, you throw what are they doing, putting concrete in milkshake containers and throwing them and hitting people with them? I mean, that's
a shake.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Using bike locks?
Yeah, yeah, and that was a professor that did that, if I remember correctly, down in, was it Berkeley or somewhere in California, or was that in Portland? I don't know, one of the crazy states.
Well, he did the, you know, there's two kinds of bike locks. There's the kind that's sort of flexible, and there's a rigid kind. And the rigid kind takes a power saw to cut off, and he was wielding one of those, cracking skulls with that. But coming up on the next break, if you've ever listened to Stephen when he's with me, I mean, Stephen is he's one of those assets. I mean, I'm very lucky to have him coming on Lock and Load simply because of his knowledge base and the people that he knows and the things that he's doing. And the first hand, I mean, I love saying something dumb for him just to correct it. But we'll be right back. Stephen Sambalea, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with Attorney General Bill Barr is fine, and the president agreed with Barr on one thing.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter.
The president, speaking before heading off to Los Angeles, also says he has total confidence in the Attorney General.
We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen.
Government medical agencies are working with two different pharmaceutical companies to try to come up with a vaccine and treatment against the new strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading globally. There are currently no vaccines or treatments for the coronavirus, which has infected over 72,000 in China and killed over 1,800 there. So far, at least 15 people in the United States have been infected with the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the, I'm still trying to get over doing that, so forgive me. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I just had a thought talking to Stephen Stamalia, attorney at law, Second Amendment attorney extraordinaire. You've got an appeals case regarding the NFA in D.C. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just for some backstory on that. So, the when you fill out a form for to transfer a suppressor or short-barrel rifle, shotgun, or machine gun, you have to jump through all of these hoops, do extensive background checks, pay a $200 tax stamp payment to the Treasury, and then, wait 10 to 12 months while the ATF and FBI and all the other government agencies scour your life and your records, make sure you're not a prohibited person so you can exercise your Second Amendment rights, okay? So what the FBI and ATF are doing is you would file your forms to the ATF. They would kick it over to the FBI and say, conduct a background check. Then the FBI on some of these cases would say, either we're not going to do them timely or we're going to deny this person because, we think he's prohibited. The ATF would get that paperwork back from the FBI and say, well, the FBI either took no action on it or denied it. And if you want to talk to anyone, call the FBI. And so I've gotten a couple of plaintiffs who contacted me over my Nix appeal work and said the FBI is saying they don't do these appeals, and the ATF, and to contact the ATF, and the ATF said we don't do these appeals. Contact the FBI. It's kind of circular. No one's going to do them. You know, what do you do? And so we sued the government in D.C., and I had eight plaintiffs at the time. Three of them were immediately corrected. Their records were immediately corrected and allowed to purchase their firearms. And the other five, they're just doubling down and saying they're all prohibited. So this one guy has a record from 1975 for malicious mischief for writing on a bathroom wall in the federal park. When he was, I don't know,
what a desperado.
I know. And in the FBI, and I get this discovery Friday, but the FBI's position seems to be that could have been a felon. We don't know. It could have been a felon. So we provided them these documents and say, no, the most it could have been was a misdemeanor. And I think it was like 30 months in jail and I don't know, $30 or $40, $50 fine. It was nothing. I mean, it's nothing. But they've taken the position that these guys are, you know, hardened criminals. And to be fair, I do have one plaintiff that's got some, you know, bad stuff, but he's not prohibited. And, you know, the Congress sets the laws on what's a prohibited person. And as long as you don't meet the criteria of being prohibited, it can't stop you from having a gun. It's just that easy. So we sued them. We sued them in D.C. We filed suit in 2018. And we're just now getting discovery, and we're going to depose the FBI agents and the other people in the FBI and the ATF to get to the bottom of why they're not allowing these appeals. Because you can't have a right, you know, and this is sad that I'm saying this, but apply it to exercise that right and then be denied and then not have a remedy as to, okay, well, where do I go from here? You know, if you were denied a pistol purchase or a rifle purchase, you have an appeal remedy through the FBI. And so I said, why won't y'all do the same appeals for the NFA, the National Firearms Act type weapon? And they don't have a good answer for that, or at least they haven't given it to me, and I hope to get it by Friday. But it seems that their process is already in place. If you're doing these exact same appeals for regular firearms, it shouldn't be any different for these special firearms, you know?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is the difference in the criteria to own a NFA item, whatever it is? Because some of the NFA items, well, I guess all of them really are ridiculous. But one of the NFA items, what's the difference between that and passing a background check?
It boils down to, okay, so in some states, like the common states, you can't have a suppressor. And I'll just go suppressor because that's the easiest one, because suppressors are allowed in most states, right? So in Mississippi, there's not really a lot of different criteria. And the background check that they run, as far as I can tell, as far as I know, because no one has done this case before, I'm the first, and we're going to find out exactly what they're doing. But as long as it's not illegal under state law, and I passed the background check, and I pay them the $200, and they're fine with my forms, and everything was fine, they will approve those forms within, you know, I don't know, 8 to 12 months, let's say that, because they get slower and then get faster. And then I'll go pick up my suppressor at the end when I get my stamp back from the ATF. So besides the wait, the long, lengthy wait, when you're actually paying an extra tax on a firearm and going through a more extensive background check, because, you know, you actually have to provide fingerprints, photographs, and, you know, it's a big form. So, I mean, beyond having to provide, you know, prints rather than just a 4473 and instant background check through NICS, I would assume it's a little bit more intense, but even then, you know, NICS does it immediately.
That's right. That's what I was getting to. See, as you're sitting there trying to figure out how come they're not doing it in a timely manner, isn't the answer already there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. And, you know, I would love to break the ATF's grip on the NFA process. I mean, just break it off and destroy it. There's no reason that...
Let me ask you another question. I don't know if this is a theoretical or a hypothetical or whatever it is. What would happen if I wanted to buy a fully automatic short-barreled rifle with an integrated suppressor? Is that three tax stamps or is that one?
So the machine gun would take care of the SBR aspect of it, or it should. And I believe the integral suppressor would probably be a separate form, but I might be wrong on that. I would ask my buddy Lynn if that's a one stamp or a two stamp, but I'm pretty sure it's not a three stamp. And you had to be kind of careful with that.
I'm getting ready to do an SBR. I'm getting ready to do an SBR. Actually, I'm getting ready to do two. And when I do it, I mean, it's going to be ridiculous because then when I'm NFA, then I've got to go out. Like, if I want to go to another state,
yeah,
I've got to have paperwork and permission to go to another state and carry a gun where I can carry the full either the full bore sized, legit rifle, or I can carry an AR-15 pistol that has every attribute except for a rifle stock on the back of it.
Right. And
maybe a vertical foregrip.
Sure, but you can get the guns that are so close, you know, they're like, well, this is a brace. Okay, well, it looks just like a stock, and you're really twisting these determinations up. And I think it just demonstrates that the ATF's process of how they determine what is a stock and what is a brace and whatever else are just dumb.
Ridiculous.
And they don't work. They don't work. So, you know, maybe that's the way to get SBRs out of the NFA. I mean, it's not more dangerous than a pistol, and it's not more dangerous than a rifle. It's not more concealable than an AR-15 pistol.
No.
And it's not more dangerous than an AR-15 rifle.
No, it isn't.
So why if I put a little stock on it, are y'all so afraid of it?
Actually, it becomes less accurate. With the shorter barrel, becomes less accurate, and plus you get nice big gigantic beach ball sized fireballs at the end of it because of the if you have a really short barrel. But anyway, they're beautiful though. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're talking to Stephen Stambalia, attorney at law, Second Amendment lawyer extraordinaire. This is Lock and Load.
Goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the A... Look at me. Old habits. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I got to turn off that autopilot, I swear to God. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking with Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. Is there anything else out there that I haven't covered that you are aware of that it should be pricking up everybody's ears? Like, are you surprised by what's happening in Virginia right now?
I am pleased that those four Democrats joined the Republicans in voting down the assault weapons ban. But I don't think they're going to be pacified for long. I mean, the senators and the House members, I think that it's going to come back. And of course, there's, you know, other gun bills that are out there as well that, you know, limit the magazine capacity. And I think they have a bump stock ban going through, which I think is ridiculous because the feds already have that. And they're, you know, that's in fact, that's our case. It's at the Supreme Court right now.
Now, speaking of the bump stock ban, I completely forgot about that. Where are we at with the bump stock ban? How is that? Because I think we talked a little bit about that in Vegas, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah. So we have Codrea, David Codrea versus ATF in one case, and then another group of attorneys got our cases got consolidated at the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. So we're actually up together, and that's the Guedes case, G-U-E-D-E-S, and then Codrea. And we're consolidated for the petition for certiorari at the Supreme Court, and they have held it, and they just held on to it. So we expect, you know, any time they release orders, you know, I'm always going through to see if they've relisted the case or if they've granted certiorari or if they denied it. I mean, there's always a chance. I mean, no one knows what the Supreme Court's going to do except them, maybe the NSA. But beyond them, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. So we're just kind of waiting. But, yeah, it's up at the Supreme Court right now, and we're stayed in the D.C. District Court until the Supreme Court rules on it.
Is that going, I mean, well, I mean, if they, logic would dictate that they're like, how did you guys look at these three pieces of plastic and say this is a gun of any kind, much less a machine gun?
You know, the weird thing about this case is it's not up at the Supreme Court on whether or not they've classified it properly as a machine gun. It's up at the Supreme Court as to whether or not the agency gets deference under Chevron, which basically the courts are, again, abdicating their duty to state what the law is, and instead relying on the agency, like the ATF, to say, yeah, these three pieces of plastic are now a machine gun. And the court, instead of analyzing and coming to its own conclusion, in our case, said that, well, automatic is ambiguous. And I'm like, wow, that's quite a stretch there. Because
they said what?
Yeah, so they said that the term automatic and single function of the trigger were ambiguous terms, and therefore the ATF under the Chevron case could come in and redefine those terms. And the government didn't ever ask for the court to do that. The court did it on its own. And then it became, well, they're not applying this correctly to, no, Chevron doesn't apply. Both of the parties agree. The government agrees with us that Chevron doesn't apply, and therefore, if it doesn't apply, they're not going to win this case. So that's what we're up at the Supreme Court on, not whether the bump stock ban is a lawful interpretation of the National Firearms Act definition of machine gun or the Gun Control Act definition of machine gun. It's quite a strange procedural posture, but hey, that's what it is.
I tell you what, sometimes, do you ever, do lawyers like you, do people in the that handle the cases that you try to handle, do you guys sit back and have to go somewhere and sit where there's a bunch of puppies and just hang out with the puppies for a while just to get your sanity back, having to deal with some of this very imaginative interpretation?
No, I mean, not I don't, at least. I talk to attorneys all day, and I actually like doing what I do. So it's just another day, you know. It's just something that I do, and something that the attorneys that I work for, they just do.
It's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. The NFA part of it, the part about the NFA, I have never understood. And I'm going to do SBR simply because I've got a couple of AR-15 pistols that are coming that I may just leave them the way they are. But, I mean, I kind of want them just to take it all the way, right? So it's becoming a thing where I don't have to, but I'm going to. But right. I own nothing from the NFA simply because I've never been willing to go in there and buy the thing and then pay for the right to have the thing and then still sure. have to wait.
Yeah,
then still have to wait.
Frustrating. That's the most frustrating part. And, you know, going back to what I was saying about this being instantaneous, so, like, if I wanted to go buy just a regular handgun, I just show my permit in Mississippi, and they literally slide it across the counter, and I go on my way. Of course, I pay for it. If I go to buy a federal duck stamp, I go into Walmart, like if I hunted ducks, and I don't, but if I wanted to go hunt ducks, I go buy a federal waterfowl stamp, $25, whatever dollars it is, and they give me the stamp right then, and I put it on my permit, whatever it is, and then I go hunt legally. But what's to stop them from giving stamps to dealers and having the special occupational taxpayer dealer, you know, be responsible for a little roll of stamps? They do the background check over the phone. They let them on out the door with the suppressor right then, point of sale.
What, here's the other question. I would be willing to pay more money just to get on the NFA registry once, and then just, you know, maybe I have to pay, a little bit less or something, but it's never going to be that way where you can just go into a gun shop, show your carry permit, and they're like, oh, well, he's already been vetted. Have this gun, Stephen Sambalia, but if you go out there and say, well, I want the same gun but shorter, this is going to take some time because we got to vet you, Stephen Sambalia.
Again, and, you know, there's some people that have, you know, tons of this stuff, and they have, you know, like 10 stamps pending. Well, I mean, after you do one vetting, you know, it's the same stuff. Just do it over and over. I mean, just that's the frustrating part to me, because the law doesn't make sense. And perhaps it made sense in, you know, 1934 when it was enacted, before the, you know, the internet and you know, all the other stuff that make life so you know, a lot easier now in terms of communication and the FBI querying the database instead of having to go down to your local police chief and getting their sign off. I mean, it's so antiquated, and just that's the most frustrating part of all this.
It's a little bit like going to a drive-thru for a restaurant, but you've got to keep going to a different window every time. Fries, one window. Sandwich, the other window. Nuggets, the other window. Sauce for the nuggets, the other window. Napkins. It's Stephen, it's almost like they're trying to make it inconvenient for us.
Yeah, they definitely do that. And, you know, that there's no question when the NSA was enacted in 34 that $200 tax was not meant to raise money. It was meant to curb the purchasing of suppressors and machine guns, short-barreled rifles, and whatnot. So,
yeah, but in 33, that was a lot of money. In 33, that was a car. So,
That's it. And they put that on the ATF website. That's the purpose of the NSA. It's not to raise revenue. It's to stop people from, it's to disincentivize people from doing this. And their process proves that. It's ridiculous.
You probably need to, we're about to go into the next hour, but you probably need to put up a website, just put out the Stephen Stambolea newsletter. I think you should do that. Or at least we should be doing that here or something. But anyway, thank you very much for taking the time to join me this evening.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Hour number three is inbound, and we'll continue on with the rant when we get back. That whole NFA thing, it just bugs me just to get involved in it. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.